Go ahead.
Okay. I'd like to call this April 28th, 2023 meeting of the Arizona State Board of Optometry to order at 12:02. Roll call, Ms. Whalen, would you call roll?
Yes, thank you, Dr. Moffitt. I'm going to defer to Ms. Becker.
Kelly Moffitt.
Present.
Oh, sorry. Dr. Mastoris. Dr. Cohen. Dr. Carpenter. Dr. Brown.
Here.
Diva Galan.
Here.
And Sammy Hamid.
Here.
Mona Baskin.
Present.
And staff, Margaret Whelan.
Present.
And Fawn Becker, licensing administrator, present.
Okay, thank you. Agenda item C, any declaration of conflicts of interest for this meeting? Are there any conflicts with our meeting? Okay. Agenda item D, request for waiver of hours or extension of time to complete continuing education pursuant to AAC R4-21-212. Dr. Jerry Berger appears to have had some considerable health challenges of late and is requesting a waiver for his CE hours for this renewal period. Are there any thoughts regarding a waiver for Dr. Berger among the board members? Ms. Galana, I think I'll start with you.
I'm sorry, I cut out. Could you repeat the question?
Yes, I was just asking if you had any thoughts regarding Dr. Berger's request for his CE waiver.
I think, from my perspective, it seems okay. Open to hearing what everybody else has to say.
Okay, I appreciate that. Mr. Hamid?
I don't got a problem with the waiver at all, Dr. Moffitt. Long as he makes up the future time period or something, I'm fine with giving him a waiver at this time.
I think a waiver waives the hours for this renewal period, and then he would be in his next renewal period, and he would still have to continue his hours for the next renewal. Does that
stretch
concerns? Okay. Okay. Dr. Brown, comment?
I was reading the email that Margaret sent to him, and it cites the Arizona statute, and it says that in order to obtain a waiver, that he shall submit a written request to the board that one specifies the number of hours approved. Anyways, he hasn't done that, and so I don't see where we have the authority to do it until he at least meets the requirements that's set in statute. As we've been going through our training, and I realize that our responsibilities are to the public. I don't know. As I read that and to enforce these standards, I don't see how he's met that standard to where we can even. So for me, I think the case isn't even to be reviewed yet, but I defer to our legal counsel. It says he shall submit a written request to the board, which I haven't seen a written request from him. It specifies the number of hours approved that he requests to be waived, and to outline his illnesses or disability, which I see all his receipts, but I haven't seen a report from him, a request. I find this to be insufficient.
Okay. Ms. Whalen, do you have any comments?
I do. Thank you, Dr. Moffitt. Members of the board, Dr. Brown, you are correct. The law does require a written request and subsequent documentation. However, in Dr. Berger's case, he is incapable at this time of creating any documents. He has no proxy to help him, from my understanding. I've had several phone conversations with him. So in those particular cases, I did take verbal requests over the phone, and I stated that in my email. The board certainly does not have to accept that. But at the moment, I just have not been able to get an actual written request from Dr. Berger. So I'm not sure, you know, it's totally up to the board. I'm not a voting member. So I think the board could take the verbal request from Dr. Berger as transcribed or dictated by me as the request. But again, it's totally up to you. If you feel that it doesn't meet the requirement, then you're absolutely right. It doesn't meet the requirement.
May I?
Absolutely.
So Mike, to follow up, and I appreciate that answer. Thank you, Margaret. And for the help that you've extended Dr. Berger, I wonder the wisdom in extending a license with no continuing education to someone who's incapable of writing a request.
Madam President, members of the board, Dr. Brown, the request is only for this particular renewal period. So as you know, the renewal is paid ahead and the continuing education is sort of in arrears, if you will. So Dr. Berger has been licensed here since 2004 in Arizona. The renewal period for him is May 10th of this year. So he would be paying for the renewal to get him through 2025, at which time he would either have to relinquish his license, let it lapse, let it expire, let it go void if he does not have the education, or he would have to provide the continuing education for that renewal period. So in regards to him practicing, I don't believe he's practiced in the last 2 years, which is why he also wasn't able to get the education. So if it is a concern, the board can certainly choose to deny the request, at which time Dr. Berger at this moment would have to either get the 32 hours and renew his license on time or within the 4 month timeframe that is permitted by law, or the license would automatically expire and he would just reinstate when he is well enough to practice.
Ms. Whalen, can I ask a question without any detail? Is Dr. Berger, he's somewhat incapacitated. Is that the feeling?
Madam Chair, yes, that is true. That is true right now, yes.
So I'll state my feelings, I guess, on the matter. I don't have any reservations about extending the waiver with the knowledge that if he wanted a waiver at some point in the future, he would also have to seek a waiver again.
Excuse me, Madam President. I would like the record to reflect that Dr. Stephen Cohen is present at the meeting at 12:10 p.m.
Yes, I apologize. I was on at 11:56, but I couldn't get through. It said it was another meeting in progress, and I tried calling in and couldn't get in that way as well. So I tried again. So I apologize for being late.
Well, we're glad to have you, Dr. Cohen. So we're speaking about Dr. Berger's CE waiver request. Do you have any thoughts on this that you'd like to offer?
No, I just accept empathy for what it is that he's going through, and I felt in reading it then in light of the fact that he's not practicing as much was a factor as well, and would like to see us entertain something in light of his medical issues.
Okay. Dr. Brown, do you have any other comments regarding this?
I'm not sure why we... So for the benefit of Dr. Cohen, who didn't, I don't believe, heard what I said earlier. The statute of the state statute requires a written request, which he hasn't been able to submit. And I question the wisdom of continuing a license for someone who's incapacitated and hasn't been able to do the continuing education. And I've been struck by the training we've been getting that our job is to protect the public and to represent the public through the statutes that are set. And so I just find that he falls short of the requirements for us to even consider this.
I think I'll take a minute just respond to you, Dr. Brown. I see entirely where you're coming from. I guess in this instance, I look at this as a I don't look at it like there is a concern about safety of having Dr. Berger practice in the future, as he's been a licensee for a long time. So I guess I don't have a concern about public welfare when it comes to waiving these hours for a 1-2 year period. I would say from my own position, if we had this same request in another 2 years, I'd probably look at it differently than I do today. But I don't see a long-term concern, I guess, for public welfare, and see it as a time when maybe we should offer Dr. Berger some grace with his current situation, and at least just allow him the opportunity to potentially practice again if he gets back to that
place. Madam President?
Yes. I don't know who that is. Was that Dr.
Mr. Hammond?
Okay.
It's me, Sammy. Madam President, I just wondered if I can make a comment. I was reading his information real quickly again right now. It looks like he's just trying to keep his options open, for lack of a better term, it seems like, that obviously he hasn't practiced in the last 2 years. Considering his medical conditions and procedures he's gone through as of late, it looks like he just wants to, if he does recover, if you will, he just wants to keep that option open to go back to his practice if he gets to a point where he is at that. And it seems like he's just keeping the door open, nothing more than that. That's why I don't have a problem doing this. If it's to a point where, like you just said, Madam President, if nothing has changed, then that's going to be a different story and a different outcome in the future.
I appreciate that, Mr. Hammond. Dr. Brown.
I don't think his options are closed, even if his license, if we don't allow this extension, he still has 4 more months. He can always get his license renewed. It doesn't reset. What resets, Margaret? What resets?
Madam President, members of the board, Dr. Brown, if I understand you, if Dr. Berger lets the license expire at this time, it would expire in September, and he would have 4 months, 3 more months from that date. Four more years from that date to reinstate the license. It would be a reinstatement at that time. So he would still need the continuing education hours for reinstatement. So even if he doesn't have them now, if he gets them between May and September, or if he gets them, 4 years from now, he'd have 2 renewal periods that he would have to cover, both payment and continuing education. So it does reset every renewal period. Did that answer your question, Dr. Brown? I'm not sure I did.
Perfect. That was exactly what I was asking. Thank you.
Also, Madam President, members of the board, if the board feels that they're not capable or able to make a decision at this time with the information that they have, we can certainly table this at this point, since the board has considered it, and move it to the May 12th board meeting for further discussion, and direct staff to make another attempt with Dr. Berger to get a written request as an option.
Yes. It appears to me that 4 of us look like we would approve the waiver request. It looks like 1 of us would not. If we desire further discussion, I think this is the time to offer it. Or if someone wants to offer a motion, they can do that and we can vote on it. That's also on the table. Any other discussion? Would anyone like to offer a motion?
Yes, this is Dr. Cohn. I make a motion that we approve the exemption for continuing education for Dr. Berger for this renewal period.
This is Sammy Hammond. I'll second it.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Okay, so we'll vote. We've had a motion and a second to approve Dr. Berger's CE waiver request for this renewal period. Mr. Hammond, how do you vote? You're on mute.
I vote aye.
Okay. Ms. Galan?
Aye.
Dr. Brown?
Nay.
Dr. Cohen?
Aye.
I also vote aye. Motion passes 4-1. Okay. Agenda item E, call to the public. Are there any public members that would like to address the board? Okay. Agenda item F, motion to adjourn. This meeting of the Arizona State Board of Optometry is adjourned at 12:17.
We need a motion and a
second. So move to adjourn.
Okay.
Dr. Cohn, second that.
Thank you. Let's vote on our motion to adjourn. Ms. Galan?
Aye.
Mr. Hamed?
Aye.
Dr. Brown?
Aye.
Dr. Cohen?
Aye.
I also vote aye. Motion passes 5-0.
You could just see the future, Dr. Moffitt.
Thank you, everybody. Yes,
that's what I appreciate it. Bye.
You bet. Thank you.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, Mona.